Well, this is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio. We've got world-class racing right here in Sydney at the moment, the next two Saturdays with the championships. But the achievement of Bob Baffert and one special horse was extraordinary in the weekend in the Dubai World Cup.
Arrogate has drawn away from Gunrunner. A is for Arrogate. A is for Absolute Superstar. A is for Anointing. Have we seen the anointing of the man of war of the 21st century? A brilliant winner of the Dubai World Cup.
It was simply sensational, and his trainer is on the line from the US. Bob Baffert, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
No, fantastic to have you on the program, Bob. It's a privilege to watch your horse, and to watch you being interviewed after the win in the Dubai World Cup was staggering, because I don't think you could believe the horse actually won.
Yeah, it was, you know, my emotions after the poor start, everything just went out the window, and I was just thinking, wow, I came a long way to just, you know, get completely crushed here. So I had no hope. I gave him no chance at all after that. But luckily, Mike Smith, he went into Plan B, and he just decided to just let him settle back there and ride him like he used to ride the Great Zenyatta, and was just hoping that he'd come up and get a piece of the pie. And when he turned for home, he said, wow, he said, I just feel this machine under me just taking off. And then he knew, you know, he had it. But it was quite emotional for me. I was at the moment there. And it was something that, you know, I've been fortunate to be around a lot of good horses all my life, you know, around, you know, the great American Pharaoh, and I thought, you know, I'd never see anything like that again in my lifetime, and then here comes Arrogate. So those are two exceptional horses that, you know, they would, if one trainer had one of them, that would be like a lifetime kind of horse, and so, and now I have two lifetime kind of horses. So it's pretty spectacular, and then to win it, you know, I felt a lot of pressure, because it was owned by the prince from Saudi Arabia, so he was running there. It's sort of, you're running in their backyard, and the worst, you know, the last thing you want to do is get a horse superstar beat like that in their backyard. So I felt this pressure, because a lot of, you know, we have these great horses, but along with it comes a lot of stress and pressure. I wasn't enjoying it, believe me. The week up, I was not enjoying it at all. Everybody's, you know, enjoying the parties, but, you know, I was just hoping that horse would stay focused and we kept it going, and he'd have a good race, and, you know, people would get to see his talent. But what he did the other night was just spectacular. He's shown that he can run on the lead, off the pace, near the lead. You have a horse like, I remember getting in the business watching movies, and to me, Farlap was one of the greatest horses I ever saw. That was the best horse racing movie ever, you know. So I just felt like, you know, to have my hands on something like this and American Pharoah, because those are two horses that, unfortunately, American Pharoah, he couldn't do what Arrogate's doing now, and Arrogate couldn't do what Pharoah did, because he didn't run as a 2-year-old and 3-year-old classic. So it's just remarkable horses.
Bob, you relate there the pressure going into a race, and I guess, I don't know whether you know Chris Waller, who trains our champ mare Winx. I don't know whether you know Peter Moody, who trained Black Caviar, but they spoke of the same thing, that pressure going into a race is, it's fantastic to have a horse like it, clearly, but the pressure must be extraordinary.
It is, and especially, I've been, you know, I'm sort of, you know, you don't get really used to it. You know what to expect, and so but going over there, you know, traveling, you know, 6,000 miles, whatever it is, and under a different, you know, the barns are so far away, and you had to walk really far, because our horses aren't used to walking that much. So, I could tell the walk was getting to them. It's like an hour and 15 minutes from the barn to gallop back to the barn. I mean, that's how long it takes. So, you know, I can train 30 horses in that amount of time back in the States. So, it was just a lot of, you know, added pressure, and you're thinking, you know, will we be able to handle it? Is running at night. You know, he's going to get too keyed up. All these things, and then the gate. The handlers, the gates are narrow. They're different. So it's just a lot of hoops that you have to jump through to go to Dubai. So, but that horse just showed his. He's just, you know, his style. You know, he shows me something different every time, and he is just like, you know, he's just. You know, he has no weaknesses, and he looks like, you know, he looks like a great white shark coming down, you know, just gobbling up the ground. And he does it effortlessly. He came back, and he wasn't, I thought on the far turn, he started to run a little bit, and I kept thinking, well, he's going to make a big run, and he's going to hang. He's going to flatten out, and that's it. And for him to keep going, and he did it in a gallop, it was just, I think that's why I was like everybody else, like, wow, what did I just witness?
Yeah.
You know, this horse is just showing me things I've never seen before. So it was a remarkable effort. I think it was the kind of race that, you know, there's certain races in my lifetime that I've seen. I remember Arazi in the Breeders' Cup, Juvenile, where you leave there, Zenyatta in the Breeders' Cup. You know, certain races that you just go like, wow, what did we just witness here? Like American Pharoah winning the Belmont. You know, that was the most incredible scene I've ever been around. I mean, the noise and everything else. So, to have those kind of horses and to feel like, well, I was part of that. And I look back now, I wish I had enjoyed myself a little bit more in Dubai than I did.
Yeah, well, mate, you live for the moment, and the horse did it. We're talking with Bob Baffert, the trainer of Arrogate, who won the Dubai World Cup. What's the next challenge for the horse, Bob?
Well, he gets back here Saturday, and we're just going to back off a little bit, just keep him in light training and let him, you know, put his weight back on. He lost quite a bit of weight, I could tell there. And so we'll just freshen him up a little bit and just wait for him to, when he looks like he's ready to do something, I'll start breezing him. And, you know, the Breeders' Cup is the main goal. So we'll back it off of there. I would say something maybe in August or maybe something before. I don't know. It just depends how the horse is doing.
Yeah, understand. We've got a new race called the Everest here in Sydney, Bob, where the concept is similar to the Pegasus race that was run recently in America. We'd love to see Bob Baffert in years to come and buy a slot with some owners and see the talents of Bob Baffert and train a horse in Sydney.
Well, I mean, it was my son always wants me to go over there and run in the Melbourne Cup, you know, I don't know. I can barely make it to Dubai. I don't know if I can make it out there, but I would love to come visit because I hear nothing but positive things. And plus, you've got the big horse coming, American Pharoah, to be for breeding there. So wait till you guys get a look at that horse.
Yeah, he's going to be an absolute star for our breeding ranks. There's no doubt about it. Mate, you mentioned the Farlap movie earlier. There was a movie about Secretariat, who you said after the race on Sunday morning our time, you said, when he turned for home, I said, if he wins, he's the greatest since Secretariat. It is an absolute privilege to hear you. You can still hear the emotion when you talk about it, Bob, for coming on into Sydney this morning and talking about, obviously, one of the world stars at this stage. We've got Winks. You've got Arrogate. Let's just enjoy them.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's easy to get caught up. I know Secretariat has always been, first there was Man of War when I was growing up. That was the horse. Then came Secretariat. So Secretariat, it's always been the bar. I mean, if you can reach that, and any trainer's, you know, life, you're always thinking, boy, every year when I'm bringing my young horses, maybe this is going to be Secretariat. Maybe this is it. And Farrell, I remember winning the Belmont, Mrs. Tweedy, Penny Chinnery, and she was sitting there and she congratulated me. And I said, you know what? This is as close as to Secretariat I think I will ever get, you know. And so... And then here comes Arrogate, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm not that close. Maybe I'm there, you know? So it's something that, you know, when I said it right away, it was like, wow, how could you say that, you know? But you know what? You can't compare it. It's a different time, and, you know, it's like, I don't know if, you know, Arrogate could have beaten Secretariat, but we don't know if Secretariat could have beaten Farrell or Arrogate. So it's a different time. But, you know, listen, Jordan, like you said, and that Winks, when I went to get the award this year, the Longines Award, and I met all the connections and Chris and the jockey, but she's really fun to watch. I mean, I really watch her. Every time she runs, I make sure that I watch it. And, you know, and she breaks slow and just comes running, does the same thing. And you can, one thing about those superstars that run, people come out, they want to see that. Just like when we had Zenyatta out here and all these good horses, like American Pharoah. I mean, they just come, they want to see greatness. And that night in Dubai, people wanted to see, they were expecting that horse to win. So I felt very, as a trainer, you're happy, but you're more relieved than anything else.
Bob, thank you for joining us, spending some time. You can hear it in your voice, and we can't wait to see Arrogate again. Thanks very much for taking our call.
Thank you.
Good on you, Bob. Bob Baffert, one of the world's best trainers, and he trains one of the best horses in Arrogate.